what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they won't affect you by creating fears and lies. Ooh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, in regards to the government and the media, they will affect you by creating fears and lies. Ooh. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear and has not made us subject to lies. We get to live in the truth. What? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Bye. See you later. Have a nice week. Oh, sorry. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. I want to talk faith with you. I want to talk faith with you. Get it? We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. So here's an interesting question. What news or information do we process that generates in our own lives fear and doubt? How much of a mental sandwich do we use on things that create fear and doubt in our lives? Probably time to change our diet, huh? Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, and it's life-changing, 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite. Dynamite!
You know what? Talking to Dynamite D is like experiencing that deep laugh that you, it's so deep that your stomach hurts. Do you ever go through that? And you're laughing, you go,
That's always needed, Dave. It's very refreshing.
You know what? It's so emotionally freeing when you have that happen. And what the weirdest part, most of us would pretty much acknowledge this, is even when that happens, it doesn't necessitate that what you're laughing at is the funniest thing ever. It's almost like it starts off in some kind of launch system, and then by the time you're done, just everything in the universe is so funny. Don't you think God laughs at you when you're doing that? Don't you think he delights in that?
Pretty much.
I just think that's great. Also, by the way, not just calling in, but you can text us. No, really. I don't know if your rates apply. I don't know what your rates are. I don't know what your plan is. I don't know what phone you have. I don't know what your carrier is. Here's what I know. During the show, you're allowed to text us, 972-445-0770. You're not just allowed to text, we encourage you to text us, 972-445-0770. And for people that need a formal invitation in order to text, here you go,
972-445-0770.
Kind of like from the space station kind of stuff. That's what I wanted to do there. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Did I give the wrong number for the text? Did I do the right one or not? No, I did the wrong one. Boy, oh, boy. Hey, is it Friday?
You really are human, Dave.
We're talking to my wife lately? Okay, let's back it up. The call number is 972-445-0770. The text number... You guys are out there going, what happened to him? What happened? Did you hit your head on the way after falling on the stage,
Dave? Blame it on the surgery.
Okay. It's that part of my brain that didn't come back yet. The text, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Now we'll do it.
214-210-8483.
There you go. I made up for it. That's good. Also, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. No other name because that's what they named me. I didn't have a choice in that. David@hemustincrease.org. Additionally, we send you up to the website, tell you a couple things that are going on the website. It is June Buddies. June Buddies. You got to be listening to people who call in or to people we talk about. We regularly talk about Don and Jennifer and Dynamite D, but people call in. We talk about brothers, talk about sisters, different things that are going on. We pray for people. Pick up on somebody and let that be your June buddy that you pray for. You don't tell them. You just pray for them. It's just a commitment you make. You're not committing 5 or 16 hours before the Lord each and every day. You're just going to lift them up in prayer before the Lord and ask the Lord to bless them and help them and guide them. You're just an extra person praying for them, but that just an extra person praying for them brings extra people just praying for you, because what a man sows, that shall he also reap. So we're encouraging you to do that. Plus, do not forget to pray for lost family members. You got members out there that are, they're not in, and you just got to keep praying, keep praying, keep believing, and you don't know at what point what God will do to bring them in. You just keep praying. You don't quit doing stuff like that. Additionally, we encourage you to give on the website. I want to thank that we've had a new giver give today, and I just want to thank everybody who has given, and we really appreciate it. We do our best on the diligent side of things. We've been able to pay our radio rent every time, and there's usually enough for me to have gas. No, there's a little more. It's not a lot, but a little. And so I really appreciate it. And if we're going to expand the show at all, that's going to be up to you guys and God and my little faith.
I'm adding faith to your faith, Dave.
Okay. So see, now we got two little things of faith going. So we need your faith as well. But anyway, if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. I mean, bottom line is, we appreciate that you're a part of the show. We want you to be blessed because of the show. And that's how we feel about all of it. So just work it that way. But if you're giving and you're able to give, great. Thank you. We do appreciate it. So if I don't say thank you enough, I apologize for that. Please check out the website, though, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
See, I remember the commercial, and if you guys remember the commercial, remember the little like character that was just classic. Anyway, all right, we are in a phenomenal place, and we're going to go right into it. I just want to tell you that right now, we're going right into it. In the book of Hebrews, we are at chapter 12, verse 1. We just finished chapter 11, Hall of Fame of Faith. We probably did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 7 shows on that, maybe 8. 2 months on the one chapter, that's pretty good. And we're going to take our time going through chapter 12 because it, too, is just outstanding. And you're not even going to get past the first word as we talk about it initially, but we'll do the first verse, but I want you to hear the first word. Chapter 12, verse 1 in the book of Hebrews. Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and every sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that lies before us. So let's just back it up. We've talked about this multiple times, and we'll continue to do so as long as the Lord allows us to do it. What the author in Hebrews says is, therefore. So what is therefore connected to? Therefore, the first word in chapter 12, verse 1 in Hebrews, is connected to the full chapter 11 that we just covered. In lieu of all of those witnesses, one of the things I like about that, we have such a large cloud of witnesses. The one thing that's great about a cloud is anytime you want to look at it, all you got to do is what? Look up. That's all you got to do. And so if you will just look up, you'll see this great cloud of witnesses. It's all right there in this Hebrews chapter 11, this hall of fame of faith. And so we arrive at this place where we're getting an understanding that the epicenter of the entire letter is in this moment, because the whole purpose of the letter is that when things are tough, the letter was written to encourage people to endure. That was the purpose of the letter. You have a purpose in writing it, and there's other things that were addressed and other things taken care of. But here was the goal. Here was the idea. Here was the intent. Hey, everybody, having a hard time? I understand that. Here's some information. Here's some truth. Here are some examples that will help you when you're having a hard time and when it's really tough to take the next foot and put it in front of the other foot and put it on the other foot, and you're just kind of like banging your head against the wall. Here is something that will help you. And so that was what chapter 11 was all about, this hall of fame of faith, giving us encouragement and strength and kind of a lift up, so to speak. And so the author, remember, we don't know actually who the author of Hebrews is, though everybody has their suspicions. It's cute, but nobody cares. Here's what it is. Therefore, since we have such a large cloud of witnesses, there are so many people that have gone before us and have struggled as we, and they have prevailed. And chapter 11 is a quick mini capsule of the people that we know of from the framework of Scripture. And there are millions more, and you're one of them. There are times where you have gone through tough issues, and your faith has helped you shine straight through. And instead of being worried about the water coming up to your neck, you have more faith. You've had more faith that the waters then split open and you were able to walk through. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. These witnesses, the things that the Lord has done in your past, the great things that God has demonstrated in your life by committing to you, by demonstrating his faithfulness, by showing up when you never thought you'd ever get deliverance for anything, the Lord is showing you, look, I know it can be hard, but you're going to get through. And I want you to keep your eyes on how many people have gone through this like you. I've pulled you through to this point and will pull you through to the end. So just remember this large cloud of witnesses that surround us. Okay, Lord. Yes, sir. I'm catching the wave here. I get it, you know. Instead of giving up and kicking and taking your ball and going home, look up in the sky. Isn't that a pretty cloud? It sure is. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I was driving down I-30 yesterday, and it was stop and go traffic. There's, an accident up ahead. So I was putting along at 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, and this little sports car would speed up and get right beside me, and then he'd fall back. You know, just kind of we're shuffling back and forth. He'd go, and I'd go, and he'd go, and I'd go. And I just was watching out of the corner of my eye and just kind of mindlessly driving at 20 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, I hear this little beep, 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 beep. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? And I looked out of the corner of my eye, and he drove right up next to me. He had his windows rolled down, and he gave me a big old thumbs up. And I said, what's he giving me a thumbs up for? I was kind of expecting, when you have somebody honking at you, you're expecting something else, you know? And then I realized I have that bumper sticker on yours that's, God created the universe. He can write a book. And then he just sped off. He slowly drove off at 20 miles an hour. But I just thought that was neat. That's the first time that anybody's really gives a thumbs up for a bumper sticker. Usually people that have bumper stickers, it's to hold their bumper on their car. But
That is
I just
awesome.
Wanted to share that story.
That is an awesome story. First of all, it's really good that he gave you a thumbs up and didn't use any other fingers. So let's just say that's for sure. And then the other part about that is that that's cool because whether he's listening to the show or not, he agrees with you, knows that that's true. Hey, look, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Let's just get that. Well, let's get that squared away, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He might be listening to the story, to the radio now.
That's exactly right. What a blessing. That's cool. And we do have those bumper stickers. You know, we only have so many, but we're going to do an ambassador program, and that'll give people an opportunity to put the bumper sticker on their car if they want to. And nobody wants you to do anything to your car you don't want to. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that story. And that is a great story. And see, every time we're in traffic, we think something bad's going to happen. Instead, hey, there was something good that happened. Somebody standing with you in the faith, perhaps a fellow listener saying, right on. Just right. That's the right target. I bet that blessed you at the moment, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, I love that. Oh, good job. good job in being an ambassador just by sharing that bumper sticker and just by proclaiming the truth. Some people will read that and they might go, I don't know, but it sure challenges a lot of people, doesn't it? It's like, you got to think that through, don't you?
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for our first trivia question. Here's something you need to know. All these trivia questions are about Ananias and Sapphira. When you answer, don't give more info than you need to. Okay, did you get that hint? That was a pretty good hint. All right, here we go. First trivia question, a little harder, but you guys should get this. This is not quite that difficult. Immediately before the story of Ananias and Sapphira, the Bible tells of a Levite from Cyprus who sold his land and brought the full proceeds from the sale and gave it to the apostles. Who was it that they're referring to? It's in Acts chapter 4, verse 36 and 37. And for your hint, I taught on him yesterday in the last hour of the show. So hopefully you guys will pick up on that. Who was that? Excellent job. Somebody already nailing that down immediately. Before the story of Ananias and Sapphira, the Bible tells of a Levite from Cyprus who sold his land and brought the full proceeds from the sale and gave it to the apostles. Who was this person? I taught about him yesterday. And by the way, here's your biggest hint in the world. Ready? The apostles gave him another name. There you go. There you go. I see him flying in now. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So as you know, and as we always do, we're going to do our DNA, because DNA is an important process of who we are on a regular basis. And so we'll start off DNA. D stands for something, N stands for something, A stands for something. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Day and then Lee. Daily. I don't know how to say it any different. You know, the Daily Planet was a newspaper in the Superman series. Daily. Daily. I love that every day that ends with Y thing. That's pretty funny. Just spend time. You know, it's not even a requirement. It's not like you have to spend this amount of time with this one. No, you don't. Just spend some time with the Lord. Once you get into the presence of the Lord, once you spend time in prayer, once you spend time in the Word, once you spend time in fellowship, the Lord will draw you in. Just the rest of it, you don't have to worry about. Just get there, right? It's not quite like the gym, but it's a little bit like the gym. At least if you get there, you know you're going to do something.
No, Dave, it is a lot like that.
That's probably true.
Because you have to battle your mind. Do I go? Once you go, you're like, oh, it's not so bad.
Right.
But it's going.
And then you're so glad you went. I mean, that's really the case there. So draw closer to the Lord daily. That's the D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Now, I don't know how to express this to you in enough of a capacity that you can or may or may not appreciate, okay? But the world is trying to quench free speech in order to quench the gospel, okay? I know you think it's political. I understand. But the wars that we go through are spiritual first. And on the underneath, the goal here is to shut down anything God has to say. And if you think this is orchestrated by simply just by man, you're losing your mind. This is a much bigger war and a much bigger issue, which is why Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, as it makes reference to in the scripture in Hebrews. Here's the bottom line. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Doesn't matter if people are like, ew, you're a hater. I guess you think Jesus was a hater. That's right, Jesus was a hater. In fact, if Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount now, there's not a single person that believes that the press would cover that and say, great job. Right? Come on. So never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And by the way, Luke 9:26 says, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come. So that's not a good idea. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. You got to be ready to serve. OPM, other people matter. You just want to be a vessel. That doesn't mean that you have to. And this is one of the things I want to make sure we don't misunderstand. Being a Christian doesn't mean you have the right to be arrogant. Now, I'm arrogant because I struggle with arrogancy. Okay, I acknowledge that. I'm telling you right now. But being somebody that has the truth doesn't mean you go around going, I know the truth, you don't. I mean, that's not the goal. The goal should be, oh, man, I was in that bondage. I'm not in that now. I can help you. If there's anything you want me to do, I'll be glad to pray for you. That's a little different, huh? Just a little different spirit. All right, so that's DNA, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus' words, and A, always be ready to serve. Go back to the trivia question, then we'll finish up on the little teach on there. Immediately before the story of Ananias and Sapphira, the Bible tells of a Levite from Cyprus who sold his land and brought the full proceeds from the sale and gave it to the apostles. He's a very well-known dude. We talked about him yesterday, and they gave him another name. Who was that? Who was that? 972-445-0770 or 214-210-8483 by text or david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text, in fact, we go. Therefore, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witness surrounding us, let us what? Let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. The scripture does not mince words, as you can tell. Lay aside every hindrance. That's the nicest way to say, drop the stuff that's killing you. Just stop it. People are like, well, I can't just stop it. No. Yes, you can. See, this is the problem. The problem is somewhere Satan has convinced too many people you just can't live without it. It's like, yes, you can. You can drop those things. You can put aside the sin that so easily ensnares us. We often talk about this as the besetting sin. What's the sin that besets you that's the easiest sin of all? Whatever comes to your mind when I mention it, that's probably it. But the real issue is you don't owe that sin anything. You don't owe those hindrances anything. You're not obligated to live in those. That's why the scripture says, lay it aside. There's another translation that says, throw it out. Just like, toss that. Hey, you know what? Drop kick that through the goalposts of life. It's like that mindset because you think, oh, that thing always beats me. You know what? You keep pursuing the Lord and asking for help and strength to overcome. I promise you the power is there. The real question is the submission there. Not whether the power's there, right? I mean, that's really the issue. The issue is not, some people are like, I really struggle with this. And then if you really pin them down, I'm just being honest. You know, trying to do sometimes I do this. If you really pin them down, they're like, well I kind of like it. It's
like, okay, so pretty much.
Yeah, so you're not ready to get rid of it. Why don't you just say that? I mean, just at least acknowledge it and then go from there and deal with it at the real level of life.
That's all we're looking for. We're not looking for anything. And don't get the wrong idea. So, oh, Dave, you think you've got this done? No. My problem is once I get through one period of, oh, I've gotten through this, then somehow there seems to be another rush of 10 or 12 of them that I never dealt with, and now I have to deal with those. It's just like,
but you know, there's a humility in this thing. And because I think, and like you're saying, if you don't confess or you don't know your weak area, whatever the case may be, to me that pride or that ego, whatever it is, to me is so, it's such a hindrance spiritually. I think, and I'm not speaking for God per se, but I think he loves it when we can be honest, when we say, God, I got this problem. I'm not hiding it. I got a problem. But some don't even say they have a problem.
Yeah, and just to let you know, God does think that's fantastic because to Nathaniel, he said, look, an Israelite in whom there's no deceit. He likes that. That's just one of the things he likes. He thinks it's fabulous. In fact, the more honest you are, because God already knows, the more you are showing yourself as authentic or genuine. You see how that works? That's kind of a cool way to think of it. So yes. Good input there, young man. You're going to do radio your own show at some point. You're going to have to fill in for me at some point when I'm going like this. I got my dentures out. I can't get them. Okay. Who was the person, the Levite from Cyprus, who sold his land and brought the full proceeds of the sale and gave it to the apostles? Who was that guy? Do you know who it is? The answer is Barnabas. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. He be the dude. We will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind,
destroying every- like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
And that hope that is offered to us is something that's supposed to greatly encourage us. Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel that Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. And by faith in the testimony of God, you can live forever. That hope is offered to us. If that hope is offered to you and you have not yet accepted, acknowledged, and surrendered to it, I ask you to do so right this second. I don't even care if you do a fancy prayer. Just say, God, save me in Jesus' name. You will be saved. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, was buried, 3 days later he rose again, and you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ, turning from where you were and turning to him, you will find life right now. You might be out there thinking, there's no way it can be that easy. Wrong, but you have to receive it. You have to surrender to it. You have to acknowledge God's testimony and say yes to Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter what your friends say. Doesn't matter what any other family member says. It only matters for your decision before God in regards to his testimony relating to Jesus Christ and your sins. And that's the hope that is offered to us. And we can be greatly encouraged by that. And that hope is an anchor to our soul. That anchor makes it so that even if the winds are heavy and the waves are intense, we don't get tossed and lost. That there is some stability. That there is some strength. And you can't be like these people that have no hope. They have all there is this life and there's nothing else. That's why they're trying to sin their brains out, because they don't think there's anything else left. But they're going to die and face God. And he's going to ask regarding his account that he's given in relationship to Jesus Christ. And they're going to have to answer. And if they have rejected, then they will be as they have placed themselves as people with no hope. But if you're a person that has not made that decision to say yes to Jesus Christ, make that decision right now.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.